Welcome to Becoming Iconic, a global multimedia and mentorship brand that will lift you into having the most exceptional lifestyle and business. I am your host, Jen Spiegel, and as a mom of four, a seven-figure high-performance mentor, editor of a magazine, and the host of this top podcast, I have a lot to share with you. This podcast has been created to talk about all of those things that will support you in both your life, business, as well as leadership. I believe in having a life and business that gives you ultimate fulfillment, and this gets to be your reality. That's why most conversations here will shift many of the paradigms that you've likely been participating in. Be ready to be stretched in both your thinking and in your doing. You will hear advice and wisdom from my 16 plus years of experience building businesses globally alongside of raising a family, and you'll also hear from many other industry moguls. Don't forget to follow on your favorite social media platform. It's simply Becoming Iconic. And while you're there, check out the most recent edition of the Becoming Iconic magazine. I just want you to know something. You're in the right place, and I want to thank you for being here. So if you are new to the podcast, meaning in the last 6 months or so, one of the things I love to do in the summer are called soul sparks. So I keep my solo episodes to 10 minutes and under to give you a spark into your week, to hold you accountable to continuing momentum, enjoying your life, enjoying your business, and really cultivating exceptional leadership. So over the next few months, just know that on these Monday mornings, when these drop, these are short, concise, actionable podcasts for you so that this summer you can tap into Becoming Iconic podcast. Know it's, you know, enough for you to pour a coffee, sit down, and you've already got something to apply and action in your week and to spark you into having this most iconic life and business. That's really the goal. So this is the start of Soul Sparks. I want to give you a 10 minute and under, pray for me because I have the gift for gab, on how to have the most exceptional summer as a mompreneur. This is something I want to give you for any of you who are right now feeling the anticipation, a little anxiety, a little sweaty armpits of how am I going to continue momentum in my business and also have these children home full time who require attention and, you know, to be fed and all the things. So I wanted to give you my tactical advice after 18 years of building businesses and building babies, of having some summers where I did it really well, and some summers where I had a lot of resistance and struggle. And so I wanted to offer you what I do based on 18 years of practicing and finally learning how to do this really, really well as a mom of four. So here we go. Number one is get up early. One of the blessings that nature gives us is more time in the summer. I believe most of us pray for more hours in the day. If only I had more hours in the day, if only I had more time, then I could. Well, guess what? Summer months offer us more hours because there is more daylight. One of the best practices we can give ourselves is getting up early. And it's so beautiful, by the way. The birds start chirping as the sun starts to rise. And there is something so profound about getting ahead of your day, doing those important things in your business before your family has even woken up. It will allow you to have so much more space and grace throughout your day because you are ahead. If you sleep in, which is the tendency for most people, we kind of relax in the summer months where we, you know, sleep in and mornings get longer. And although I do love the idea of that, I know that it creates instant anxiety inside of my body because I am waking up and chasing my day from there on in. So do I love getting up early every morning? Not necessarily, but I love the way it makes me feel and I love the way I lead my day as a result. So that is the first thing. And out of all of this entire podcast, probably the most important thing I can offer you is get ahead of your day, get up early, get those things done that are absolutely important and necessity to the momentum of your business and leading your business before your family wakes up. Second thing is carving out dedicated time. So this could look like a daily schedule or routine and also a weekly routine. So what works really well for me is a three-day work week. I love to work Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. I condense everything, whether client calls, podcasts, interviews, anything that I need to physically do for my business, I condense into a three-day work week so that I have a four-day weekend every single week with my family. Now, it's never perfect, but it certainly has supported me in having that feeling of harmony, because what I find in mompreneurship is oftentimes we have this tug of war internally, this feeling of, my goodness, I want to achieve and grow and cultivate this business. And yet I've got these children who seem to be hungry every 5 minutes and are interrupting me. And, you know, they're making noise in the background. And this feeling of like, these two worlds don't belong together, when in fact, mompreneurship, the very thing we signed up for, was the overlap of being able to build and cultivate a business around our families. And so those choices that we made and that best of both worlds that we get to receive cannot be wrong. Instead, it's just going to ask us to lead it differently, to probably have more patience, grace, and understanding, and to know that we actually prayed for this. We actually wanted to be available to our family while building businesses. So we cannot ask for it and then make it wrong. I also firmly believe as moms, we think that in order to be effective in our business, we have to have complete silence, nobody around us, nobody in the home. And I could say to you, that is rare. Like less than 1% of my time do I have where nobody's in my house. I always have somebody in the home. And so for me, it's not even a choice. And I also have to remember that I don't need complete silence, nobody around me to be effective. I need focus and dedication and commitment and accountability to getting things done and setting myself up and my family up for success. So create dedicated times. Is that early morning? Do you work like from a 5 to 10? Imagine a 5-hour condensed work schedule in your morning and at 10 o'clock having the rest of the day ahead of you to focus on your family where you've done everything you need to do for your business. Wouldn't that be incredible? Or maybe for you, it is condensing your work week where you have a 4-day-long weekend and those condensed times where your family also knows what to expect of you. And we can set those expectations not only for ourselves and our business and our families, but also for those around us who love us and want to spend time with us. So creating a schedule and routine and dedicated time will prevent and sever this internal battle of feeling like you have to choose one or the other always. And with that comes boundaries. So boundaries has been a really important lesson for me and continues to be because I've realized it is a practice. You don't set a boundary and then that boundary is set in stone and everybody follows it and nobody ever interrupts that. And you know, it's just a perfect scenario. Boundaries are about consistently practicing and teaching. So what do I mean by that? I mean that I can tell my family that I am recording podcasts today and need a lot of quiet. And they can say to me, I understand, yep, we're going to be quiet, but that doesn't always happen. And they can interrupt or forget or start arguing with one another. I mean, how many times do we have to, you know, get into sibling rivalry? So we, you know, things happen. And instead of being angry, which is very easy, I'm just going to be honest, it's easy for me. I can be really impatient where I'm like, I'm pretty sure I was very clear that I needed quiet. But I don't want to be angry with my children for being in their home and making noise the way children do. Instead, I take it as a teachable moment where I get to teach them again about why this is important and respecting boundaries. And we get to practice those boundaries. The same breath that if one of my kids needs me that day, of course, a boundary of I'm working for these hours may dissipate because I need to be over here tending to one of my children. So let's be a little more flexible and fluid as mompreneurs, knowing that creating that dedicated time, setting that boundary is also about the practice and teaching of that boundary over and over and over again, and they will change and mold and shift accordingly. And lastly is getting support. I think this is a really important piece that a lot of mompreneurs sort of feel like they have to be it all. They fall into this martyrism. They fall into this victim mentality of it's all on my shoulders. And I can call you out on this because I have the tendency to do this. And I lived most of my entrepreneurial journey in martyrism, where I felt like the entire world was placed on my shoulders. I have to cook the meals. I have to clean the house. I have to look after these children. I have to take them to the sports. I've got to build the business. I've got an executive team. I've got to do the finances. Whew. I mean, I sweat just thinking about it. But that was all my choice. And we need to take responsibility in that. I chose to have all of those things in my life and to hold all of those things in my life. So one of the greatest things I did was start asking for support. Let me give you ways to do that. Number one, have a teenager, someone locally, come over to your house, and maybe it's just mornings because financially having a nanny or someone full time, you're not there yet, but allow that spend and that investment in having someone come into your home and help you be the accountability to grow your business. So you really focus in on your business during those hours. You're not doing laundry, you're not cleaning the house, you're not having a long coffee. Instead, you're really focused in and getting income producing tasks done. Second thing is ask one of your kids' friends, parents to swap days. Hey, why don't we have Wednesdays? Your kids can come here. We have playdate Wednesdays. And oh yeah, we'll do Thursdays and I'll take your kids on Thursdays, and do this parental swap where you're helping each other out. And you know, you have this full day dedicated to doing certain things in your business that do require space and quiet, like podcasting. And that also could mean asking a family member, hey, mom, could you come over on Tuesdays? It's my client call day. I can't be available to the kids the way I want to be. Would you be able to come over on Tuesdays? And you know, you can book all those calls on Tuesdays because you have someone physically here supporting you. Be creative, be inventive, ask for help. You do not need to do this on your own. Just to close this up, because I've hit 10 minutes and I knew this was a big challenge for me, but it is a soul spark. And I'm going to give myself grace because I introduced soul spark at the intro. So I'm just going to take that space to close this up and conclude, is realizing that you prayed for the freedoms of mompreneurship. You had a vision to be able to build a business and also be available to your children to have the best of both worlds. So when you live in a space of having the best of both worlds, don't make it wrong. Instead of being frustrated and looking at your kids as disruptions and, you know, and being resentful for their presence in the home, instead realize they're adding an element of playfulness, of ease, of joy, and teaching you in this moment to not take business so seriously. As a matter of fact, maybe that is the lesson for you this summer, is to release the grip and trust your business a little more and realize that it is not an all or nothing, that it gets to be these beautiful worlds combined together, the ingredients for an exceptional, fulfilling life where you are a leader and a steward to the business. So you're getting up early and you're creating space and time and you're setting the boundaries and you're getting support, but you are also fully available and present to your family, creating memories and building joyous moments. That's what this gets to be. So allow it to be that way. Set yourself up for success. Take the time to cultivate and curate a routine and schedule and hold yourself accountable to it. Lead your life and lead your business. This gets to be the most exceptional summer of your life, and you get to do things differently. This does not need to feel hard or tough. Instead, it gets to feel like this is exactly what I once prayed for. I'll leave it with you.
Thank you so much for being here. Your time and presence means the world to me. If you would be so kind to leave a 5-star review so more people can learn about becoming iconic, that would be such an act of generosity. And please go download and read the newest version of the Becoming Iconic magazine, available at becomingiconic.co. Now let's go make it a great day.